Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to another podcast. No intro today. That was yesterday. Let's get busy. In the 15th chapter of John, Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser." Now, I'm reading from the New King James. I think the Old King James there. I didn't take another glance at it before I came to the microphone, but I think it's, "I'm the true vine and my Father's the husbandman," which would make sense as that it means vine dresser. Jesus is calling himself the vine. Now, he's setting us up for another story, of course. He loves to tell metaphors. He's not a vine. He's a man. He's the God man. But he, of course, is telling us a metaphor that he is a vine. And remember that he has just offered them the cup at the Last Supper. And the cup contained the blood of the New Testament, the blood that was shed for the remission of sins. That's a twofold, we could spend days of podcasts talking about those two principal foundational things that the blood provides, both remission of sins and the seal of a new covenant. I'll take just a few seconds to tell you that they are both equally important to your redemption. One has given you the freedom from sin and its guilt and its shame and its condemnation, and freedom from its future possession. You don't have to live under the dominion of sin because you're under grace, not law. You're not under works. That leads to the second principle of the blood, is that it is established a new testament, a new covenant, which means you are not under the obligations of an old covenant, which was performance-based righteousness, but you're under a new covenant, which is God loves you and gives you grace free of charge. You activate that grace by faith. Now, as the blood now has been introduced to the audience through the Last Supper, Jesus turns and says, "I'm the vine." Why does he say, "I'm the vine"? Why doesn't he say, "I'm the tree"? Why doesn't he say, "I'm the rock"? All of these things would be true. He could metaphorically use them all, but he uses vine because they have the taste of the wine still in their mouth. And he wants them to know that the blood that it was shed for a new testament, he is the source of all things. Everything that you're going to experience and taste under a new covenant, you're going to taste it through him. This could harken back to David's statement in the book of Psalms, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." How can you taste and see? Well, of course, we know that you're using a different set of eyes. You're tasting, and then you're having a revelation. So when you taste of the Lord, you have a revelation. By introducing himself as the vine and the Father as the husbandman, he is saying, "I am the source of a new covenant wine, and my Father has made me perfect." It's the Father who's the vine dresser, which means it's the Father that owns the winery. I'm just the vine off which the wine comes. But the Father has been trimming and clipping and making sure that the wine is acceptable. Verse 2, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bear more fruit." Now, verses like John 15:2 have caused a lot of theological arguments. They have caused people to say, "See, the Bible says that if you are in the Lord but you don't do anything, he's going to cut you off." But again, this is where we get into a lot of debate because we stop reading. For purposes of today and tomorrow's podcast, I want to read 2 and 3 back to back, okay? And you got your hard copy, you can look at it. It's necessary because Jesus qualifies with a he connects the third verse and the second verse. Listen to him back to back. "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you." Now, the connection there in the third verse is so crucial because Jesus establishes no condemnation in his hearer. He says, "You are already clean because of the word that I've spoken to you." Why does he say you're already clean? He didn't say anything about anybody getting cleaned in verse 2. Or did he? That's the point, and that's what we'll make tomorrow. Because in verse 2, I want you to investigate the phrase, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away." Go see if that's the original Greek. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.